fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. First great industry in the western United States. But when fresh waves of immigration reached the new territory, sheep herders and farmers claimed a part of the open range. The ranchers were determined to drive them out, and range wars might have followed if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was he who persuaded the cattlemen that there was room for everybody, and that only through cooperation could the winning of the West be accomplished. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Buffalo Bend! There's going to be trouble! Hurry, old Silver! Away!
The husky young man who paused to wipe the perspiration from his face before entering the door of a small cabin had the unmistakable stamp of the Easterner about him. He wore chaps and a broad Stetson, but his skin was burned, not tanned, and when he walked, it was with the stride of a man not accustomed to broken ground, but to the pavements of a city. He straightened himself and assumed a smile before pushing the door open, then...
Hi there!
Dave!
You'd think I'd been gone a month instead of just the afternoon.
It gets so lonesome.
Sure it does. It smells like something good to eat.
Dinner's almost ready. Here, give me your hat. There. Now then, tell me what you did today.
Got the first acre almost cleared. Cleared away enough stones this afternoon to make a wall all along the south side there. Now, how's that?
Poor Dave, you're working so hard.
And enjoying it.
Aw, Dave.
I am, Connie. I mean it. It's fun. You wouldn't get me back east in an office again with a team of wild horses.
You're not just saying that, Dave.
Huh?
I mean, because it was my fault we had to come west.
Would you like to go back?
Oh, no, not ever. Why, Dave, I only sat down to rest once today. 6 months ago, I could hardly get out of bed.
Another 6 months and you'll be as good as new.
Oh, I will, Dave, I will.
Good fresh air, exercise, all the food you can eat. Well... almost all you can eat.
And we'll have our garden.
And there's game. I'm getting to be a pretty good shot. Oh, what if we haven't money? That'll come when we've had our crop.
Of course it will. Dave, think of it. Back east, we'd have had to save half our lives just for land enough to build a home on. Here, it's free for the taking. In 5 years, we'll have as fine a place as you'd want to see.
I'll be a doggone plutocrat.
And I'll be so healthy, you won't know me.
And we'll both be so happy we won't know each other. What's that?
Two men.
Connie, they're our first company. Set the table. I'll invite them in. Now, hurry. We'll show the folks around here that Easterners can be just as friendly as anyone born in the West.
Oh, I look a fright.
You look swell. Hello there. Step in. Glad to see you.
Evening. You Dave Randall?
That's right. Come in. I'd like you to meet my wife. And maybe you'd have time for a bite to eat. We were just about...
Ain't got time. Just on our way to a ranchers meeting in town.
Oh.
Thought we'd stop by on the way. I'm Ward Dunlop. My place is a big one beyond the ridge. This here's Zach Wimple.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm stopping by now to save us another trip later on. You're a squatter here, ain't you?
Well,
I... Of course you are. Well, squatters ain't wanted.
What?
This is cattle country. Going to stay that way. You've got till the end of the week to move on.
But I don't understand.
You don't have to savvy nothing, but you got to clear out. If you don't, well, there's been other squatters in this county afore you. There ain't none here now. Above ground.
Now, just wait a minute.
Dave, what's the matter?
Did you hear what these fellas said, Connie? They're giving us orders to leave, calling us squatters. Just as good as threaten me if we didn't go.
Oh, no.
We ain't looking for trouble, ma'am. We ain't got nothing against either one of you. Maybe you're fine folks. Maybe you ain't. Don't matter either way. Squatters just ain't welcome.
But men, this is our home. It's the only home we've got.
Can't help that.
Well, we couldn't leave if we wanted to. We have no money.
We don't aim to be hard on you. Reckon we could make up a purse.
You're offering us money to leave?
We wouldn't want you to suffer.
Your offering is the same as charity.
Now, young fellow,
just a moment. You listen to me. You call this cattle country, but there hasn't been an animal ranging up here since we came. We aren't in your way or in the way of anyone else.
Yes, the
and
same.
And we're staying. You hear that? We're staying. Go ahead and threaten if you like.
Dave.
Maybe I am an Easterner, but I don't scare. Now get out. Get off my place.
You can't.
Forget it, Zach. We ain't the time to argue. We gotta get to the meeting.
Brave young fool.
Remember, mister, the end of the week.
Or leave on a rail.
Get out! Now, Connie.
Oh, Dave. A minute ago, we had everything. And now we've got nothing. Nothing.
Ranchers' meeting had been called for that evening in the small town of Buffalo Bend, and the cafe had been chosen for the meeting place. Everyone not expressly invited was excluded, but there was one man present, unseen and unsuspected by the others. He sat a great white stallion just outside a half-open window at the rear, and his features were concealed by a mask. Inside the cafe, one of the ranchers shouted,
"Here comes Warden Zach now! That's all we was waiting for. Let's get down to business."
"Evening, Chad." "Howdy, Chad." "Howdy, Bill."
"What made you late?"
"Well, we rode around with them squatters. Gave them their marching orders."
"They'll leave them?"
"Said they wouldn't, but they will. Well, they don't amount to nothing. Figure I should take charge here?"
"Sure, go ahead."
"All right, gents. Quiet down. Meeting's called to order. Men, most of you know what's happened. But for those that don't, for those that have been away the past month, I'll give you the facts as brief as I can. A little over 3 weeks ago, the sheepmen south of us got the notion they could take over our range. Well, they soon found out they couldn't. We met them beyond the flats and turned them back. It took some lead to persuade them. And afterwards, there was a couple of breeds left behind that'll never herd woolies again. Well, more than one of our boys reached the end of the trail, too. Wait. That's over and done with. We come out on top for just one reason. We had a gent to lead us who savvied what to do and when and how. We followed his orders and gave them sheepmen the licking they needed. Friends, the fellow I'm referring to is Adam Sawyer.
They framed him, Ward. They framed him, and all of us know it.
You're right. Yes, sir. Adam should have known better than to go over to Kinsville. That's a sheepman's town. But he went just the same. And now he's sitting there in jail, waiting for a trial where he won't have a chance. And a hangman's noose at the end of it.
Hey, my thunder, he won't hang.
They try it and we'll clean out the town.
We'll break him out.
Why don't we all ride to Kinsville together?
We could show him a thing or two.
We'll decide what to do, men. That's what we're here for. But me, for one, I'm again riding over there in force. It'd mean more killings. It'd mean a pitched battle with every sheepman and every cattleman in the section choosing sides.
What's the matter, Ward? You scared?
I'm not afraid. I think there's a better way. And I'm not forgetting that the U.S. Marshal's been swearing in extra deputies just in case there's another ruckus. None of us wants to find himself arrested by the government.
I'll take the chance.
So will I.
You choose to start a range war? You square off against the law when there's a better way?
What better way?
You got one? We want to hear it.
Yeah.
Now let Ward talk, you idiots.
Well, we're waiting.
Listen to me. Me and Zach had a reason when we asked to have this meeting kept private. We got a plan we think will work. If you don't like it, say so and we'll forget it. But let me tell it first.
Go ahead.
Well, it's this. Most of us are known in Kinsville, but some of us ain't. I'd say let's choose maybe a half a dozen from those that are strangers there. Let them go to Kinsville. Let them look over the ground, wait their chance, then break Adam out and dust it back here. The sheepmen won't dare to follow. Adam will be free. Nobody will be hurt. And we'll have showed them gents they can't take a slap at the cattlemen of Buffalo Bend and get away with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, how does that sound?
Great.
Well?
Ward, it sounds to me like sense.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing for what I said about your being scared. I knew better at the time. You and Zach are the only ones of us that have used your head.
Yeah, that's right. And you hombres figure to do like Ward says?
Sure.
Thanks, men. Believe me, you won't regret it. Now, that leaves us with just two things to do. Choose the fellows that'll go, and give our words we keep this to ourselves. An hour later...
Although their plan won't work. It's reasonable. There's no question but what Adam Sawyer was arrested merely to strike at the people he represents. Perhaps as leader of the cattlemen, he was morally responsible for the sheepherders who lost their lives. On the other hand, the sheepmen started the fight, and cattlemen were killed as well.
Not right.
What Ward Dunlap and his friends don't realize is this. There were ranchers present at that meeting who were in the pay of the sheepmen. They're small ranchers who'll do anything for cash. Whoever the men chosen to go to Kinsville, the sheepmen will know their identities. They'll be picked up before they can raise a hand.
That's bad.
It's bad, but it'll lead to worse. The next time, there will be a range war. The very thing Ward hopes to avoid. There'll be killings from one end of this territory to the other.
How stop them?
Perhaps you and I, Kemosabe, can do something about that.
Huh?
Perhaps, at the same time, we can take care of another matter.
What's that?
That young couple from the East who came here hoping to make a home.
Oh.
Call, Scout.
Here, Stout.
Here, Silver.
Where are we riding?
To see Dave Randall. If we hurry, we can get there by dawn.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Stout.
Come on.
Early the next morning...
Eat something, Dave, please.
I have.
Hardly two bites.
I'm not hungry.
Dave.
Well?
You're thinking of yesterday. You're thinking of what those men said.
Well, why shouldn't I? Do you think it's just something I'd forget by telling myself to?
Do you?
You shouldn't get angry with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. I guess it's got me so worried I don't know what I'm saying. It's so darned unfair. How's a little bit of land I can plant going to hurt these ranchers with miles and miles of open range?
It wouldn't, of course.
Most of them are rich. We haven't a penny. They have dozens of men working for them. You and I are alone. Oh, I'll stay on. I'll fight them. But it's because I can't do anything else. If we left, we'd have to leave a foot. You're not strong enough for a change so soon. Well, what's the use of talking about it? We're here and we can't move on.
Perhaps they'll change their minds. Perhaps we can show them that we want to be friends.
I doubt it.
You can't tell. They might.
Connie.
Why?
Don't say anything. Just do as I tell you. They promised us until the end of the week. They're striking already. It's a masked man. Hand me that gun.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, unaware that Dave Randall was waiting inside with a loaded gun, walked toward the door of his cabin.
We'll have to convince Dave that we mean to help him. If he'll listen, I believe we can.
Oh.
Open the door, walk in.
Come.
You drop!
Me, get him!
His arms are hold him!
Get back!
Me! Let go!
Drop it, quick!
Don't you dare hurt him! Don't you dare! Don't you touch
Why,
him!
Why, you...
There.
You coward. Oh, you coward.
Don't, Connie. They've got us.
Is this what you've learned since coming to the West, Dave? To shoot without warning?
I'm not a hired gun hand.
Am I?
I knew it was the only chance I'd have against you.
I wish he'd hit you. I wish he had.
We've done nothing to harm you.
You wouldn't call it that, huh? You think it's nothing to drive a man from his home.
Oh, you heap big fool.
Be quiet, Tonto. I think I understand now, Dave. You believe we were sent by the ranchers. You thought we were here to make you leave.
Well, weren't you?
No.
You don't mean...
I suppose you're not to blame when you saw my mask, but you made a mistake. We're not your enemies. We hope to be your friends.
But I thought
I know
that
what
you
thought. You were wrong. If you weren't, you'd have had reason to be sure of it by this time.
Then what?
Dave, our arrival doesn't mean you'll lose your home. It means your only chance to save it. Late in the afternoon of that same day that five grim-faced cattlemen rode along the trail to Kinsville. Each was heavily armed, and each was fully determined to rescue Adam Sawyer. Ward Dunlop, too well known to the sheepmen, was not among them, but his friend Zach was, and...
We'll keep just to this pace all the way, men. And get us to Kinsville after dark. Keep our horses halfway fresh in case we have to make a quick getaway.
Yeah. All right, Zach.
There'll be a crowd in town tonight.
That should help. We won't be noticed so much.
That's one thing Ward figured on. Before we get to town, we'll start dropping back one to a time. We don't want to get there in a bunch. And after we're there, we don't want to be seen all together.
We're taking your orders, Zach.
Well, ain't much to say. Just use horse sense is all. Kind of drift around, listen to the talk. Maybe you'll pick up something that'll come in handy. But stay away from the jail. I'll look that over myself.
All right,
Zach. And when do we meet?
Ward says there's a grove behind the feed store. That's the place. Time will be midnight. And don't let nobody see you. And we'll compare notes and make our plans.
Good enough.
And if any of us is recognized...
Hightail if you can. If you can't, the rest will hear the shooting. We'll fight our way out the best way we know how, and... try for Adam some other time.
So the thing to do is to keep from being found out.
Right.
I wouldn't mind a fight particular. It'd be a real pleasure to drill some of them tallow-scented varmints. But I sure hate like the dickens to have to leave Adam behind.
We won't.
Hey, what's our mess, man?
And that's blasted squatter.
And the redskins.
Stand aside.
And keep your hands from your holster.
Oh. Now, drop my hand.
Who's next? Who else wants to slap leather?
Why, you...
You not shoot.
What's this mean? What in blazes you want? Let's cash your after.
It isn't.
Then what is
it's
it?
It's your mounts. Out of the saddle, quick. All of you.
Oh, horse thing.
Hurry.
Tell us what to do here.
So you came out in your true colors. You showed us just what kind of a sneaking coyote you are.
For this time, Zach, we're giving the orders.
I was feeling half sorry for you. Now, by thunder, I'll run you and that woman of yours out of this part of the country if it's the last thing I do.
On your way.
Hey, you... You mean we got to hike it back a foot?
Exactly.
No. Now, wait, listen. Hey,
that's just a suggestion. My next shots may be closer.
No, you go.
It's a long way back to Buffalo Bend, gentlemen. The sooner you start, the sooner you'll get there.
Come on, fellas.
One of these days, we'll skin you polecats alive.
And nail your hides to the calaboose.
Them got walk long way now.
And in those high-heeled boots they're wearing, I've got an idea. After they've reached town, they'll find a place to sit mighty comfortable.
We still have lots to do. Not too much time to do it in.
What do now?
First, help me put on a disguise. Then you and I change horses, Kemosabe. You ride Silver, I ride Scout. Dave and I are entering Kinsville, and I can't risk being recognized.
And what we do with other horses?
Round them up, put them on a single lead rope, and take them back to Buffalo Bend. You let them loose when you reach town. Friends of those fellows will catch them soon enough.
Tonto do it.
You and I ride to Kinsville alone, stranger?
Right. And if nothing delays us, we should get back to Buffalo Bend as soon as Zack and his friends. Unless they find horses on the way, they won't reach town until morning.
We've done all right so far.
And will the rest of the way, Dave. All right, Tonto. We gather these horses, and then the disguise.
The captured mounts were rounded up, the Lone Ranger disguised, and then Tonto rode toward Buffalo Bend with the horses, while the Lone Ranger and Dave took the trail to Kinsville. It was after dark when they reached their destination and drew rein before the jail.
Oh, Scout. Oh, boy.
Oh, there.
The sheriff's inside, Dave.
You'll wait here?
Not right here. Not attract attention. And I won't be far. Carefully keep your coat high around your face and your hat pulled down as well as possible. Don't let the sheriff get a better look at your features than necessary.
You bet I won't.
Everything all right over there? Mm.
Yep.
Who are those fellas?
Guards, most likely. Sheepmen. They know the ranchers will free Adam Sawyer if they can. Think you can go through with it?
Sure.
You've got nothing to fear. Not a chance in 10 that anything will be suspected. If there is, I'll be on hand.
Well, here goes.
Good luck.
Sheriff Barlow?
What? Oh, sure, that's me. What do you want?
You've got a prisoner here.
I got lots of prisoners.
The man I mean is Adam Sawyer.
Yeah, what do you want with him?
Just to talk.
What for?
I'm afraid it's a private matter.
You want to talk to him alone?
Yes.
You can't do it. It ain't allowed. He's a real desperate character.
Give me 10 minutes. That's all I ask.
Say, who are you? You one of them pesky cattlemen?
Do I look like one?
No, can't say as you do. Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not.
Then who
in blazes does it make? What's the harm in letting me see him? Your prisoners can have visitors, can't they?
Well...
Afraid I might try to break him out? Your jail looks well guarded.
Young fella, you'd be a fool to try it.
Very well, then.
I reckon it can be done. Mind if I search you first?
Not at all.
Got anything hidden in that coat you're wearing?
I'll look for yourself.
I will. Ain't nobody putting anything over on me. Ain't saying he ain't all right, just ain't taking chances.
I don't blame you.
And that ain't all.
No?
You don't talk private with that fella, unless I lock you up inside with him. You got any objections to that, you can just go on about your business. You can holler when you're ready to be let out.
Sheriff, I was just about to make that same suggestion.
Thirty minutes later, one of Sheriff Barlow's deputies entered the office.
Everything quiet, Sheriff?
Always is, ain't it?
Mm-hmm, most times. Say, didn't I see some young fella come in here a while back?
You did?
What'd he want?
To talk to Sawyer.
Yeah? Who was he?
Dunno.
Well, didn't you ask him? He's still here?
He wasn't saying, and he left 20 minutes back. And is it your place to ask me questions, or do you figure maybe I'm still the sheriff of this county?
Sorry, Sheriff. Didn't mean nothing by it. Just curious was all. I was only thinking, if them sheepmen was... Hey, you hear that?
What?
It was one of the prisoners. Something must have happened. Come on.
What's the trouble back there, huh? What's the trouble?
Yeah. It's Sawyer.
If that young whippersnapper hurt him somehow...
Let me out of here.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Tink Sawyer.
Here, what's happened here? I thought you went out. Where'd Sawyer get to? Speak up, can't you? Speak up.
He hit me. Knocked me out. Left these clothes and stole mine.
He's gone. He's got away.
Oh,
you must have let him out. You call yourself a sheriff.
It was that coat and the hat. It covered his face almost.
And when the sheepmen hear about this, you can just say goodbye to that badge. Get out of here, you. Sheriff, we'd better get on the trail.
The sun was just rising in the east when 5 footsore and weary ranchers trudged down the main street of Buffalo Bend. They were so exhausted they could hardly shuffle along until suddenly they caught the sound of approaching hoofs.
Doggone agents, getting up this time of day. Oh, my poor feet. The masked man. It's the masked man.
And that squatter.
Who's the third one?
Must be the redskin. Fellas, here's our chance. We still got our guns. Give it to him.
All right. Here, dirty horse thieves. Here, dog-gone coyotes.
You fools. Put down those guns.
They stop firing. It's Adam.
Oh, cold scalpel.
Oh, there, we got you, two fellas. We got you, you thieving snakes. Now it's your turn to reach.
They take you prisoner, Adam?
Adam, how'd you get loose from jail? We started at Kinsville to get you.
But if it hadn't been for the masked man and Dave here, I'd still be in jail. And you with me.
What? You loco?
He's right, Zach. The sheepmen had been warned that you were coming. And knew just who to look for. They had extra guards in town. You wouldn't have lasted in Kinsville 5 minutes.
But what do you mean?
You wouldn't have believed us if we told you. So we did the only thing we could. Set you afoot so that you couldn't continue.
Adam? How much of this is true?
The whole thing. What's more, this young fellow risked being jailed to get me out. He got in to see me, had me change clothes with him, and stayed behind while I got out, pretending to be him. The sheriff hadn't believed I knocked him out, he'd be there yet.
Well, but the masked man thought of the plan, gave me the chance to do my part, and seen the whole thing through.
That ain't explaining what become of our horses.
Look there.
Fellas, there's our horses, there by the cafe.
The engine's with him.
Well, I'll be.
Zach.
Huh?
After what Dave's done tonight, if you don't treat him and his wife as they deserve to be treated, I'll take care of you myself.
You hear that, Zach? What the masked man says goes for me, and twice as strong.
What kind of a skunk you take me for?
I heard you threatened to run him out.
Run him out? Why, I'd like to see the gent that have the nerve to try it. Now, look here, young fella. Forget anything was said. This county's your stamping grounds, and you're here to stay.
Wait until Connie hears that.
Hey, where's the masked man going?
He joined the engine.
Hey, come here.
Hello, Silver.
Hey.
Gone. And I never even thought to ask his name.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.